was a clear victory for Donald Trump in South Carolina after a brutal primary campaign in which the top contenders traded charges of lying and political dirty tricks.
There's nothing easy about running for president, I can tell you. It's tough, it's nasty, it's mean, it's vicious, it's beautiful. When you win, it's beautiful. And we are going to start winning for our country.
Trump outpaced rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who effectively tied for second, as Rubio surged to a strong finish with help from South Carolina's popular governor, Nikki Haley.
Tonight here in South Carolina, the message is pretty clear. This country is now ready for a new generation of conservatives to guide us into the 21st century.
Ted Cruz cast himself as the only true conservative left in the race.
You can go with Washington dealmakers. Or we can stand together with a proven, consistent, constitutional conservative and bring back morning in America.
Trailing well behind were John Kasich, Ben Carson, and Jeb Bush, who decided it was time to drop out of the race.
But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. Yeah.
In the Democratic race, Hillary Clinton held off a last-minute surge by Bernie Sanders and won a narrow victory in the Nevada caucuses.
I'm on my way to Texas. Bill is on his way to Colorado. The fight goes on. The future that we want is within our grasp. Thank you all. God bless you.
The victory could give the former Secretary of State a boost ahead of next week's South Carolina primary, where she's already favored. But Sanders vowed to fight on.
I believe that when Democrats assemble in Philadelphia in July at that convention, we are going to see the results of one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States.
Contenders from both parties now prepare for the so-called Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses on March 1st, when 13 states hold nominating contests with hundreds of delegates at stake. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.